This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Southern food expert and food personality Nicole Taylor wonders if mac and cheese belongs on the Thanksgiving table and talks to a few people about some great recipes.
Is mac and cheese a must on Thanksgiving Day? I've had two requests to ditch the Brussels sprout gratin this Thanksgiving and bring back the classic comforting side, mac and cheese. So I decided to ask a dairy farmer, a restaurant owner, and an artisanal food maker about the creamy stuff and Turkey Day. First, we talked to Gabe Rucker, chef and co-owner of Le Pigeon in Portland, Oregon, about his lamb neck and chanterelle mac and cheese featured in his debut cookbook.
It's not your typical mac and cheese. We didn't really want it to be overly creamy because there's plenty of fat in the lamb neck, and so that's why we didn't do like a traditional cheese sauce, but it's more of the macaroni and the chanterelles, and then we bring it down with stock and finish it with lots of grated cheese. It's more of a like an a la minute mac and cheese rather than a traditional.
This is what he says about the side on the Thanksgiving table.
I don't know if I've ever had mac and cheese for Thanksgiving.
Diane St. Clair, owner of the Animal Farm and cookbook author, says buttermilk and cottage cheese are the keys to the perfect mac and cheese.
Buttermilk gives you the opportunity to put sort of a creamy texture into something without using cream, which has higher fat and some people don't like to use as much. The other thing about this recipe is it blends cottage cheese with buttermilk, and that sort of increases the creamy base of the mac and cheese.
Not until recently she thought about adding the side to her Turkey Day menu. Take a listen.
I usually don't put it on my dinner table, but this year I'm thinking of sort of breaking out of tradition or having some standby things that we always do and then branching out. And one thing I was thinking about was this particular dish because I'm always looking at Thanksgiving to use new things that aren't a lot of work. And the beautiful thing about this dish is that you don't have to cook the pasta first. So it's really simple, it's really quick, and it makes for a really rich, creamy side dish.
Shamika Ayers recently launched Miss Pinky's Seafood Mac and Cheese based in Atlanta, Georgia. She gives her take on the perfect batch.
It does not take much to mess up a good pan of macaroni and cheese, and I think what makes it bad is someone who really doesn't know what they're doing when they're cooking it. Moisture, to me, is ideal, and texture. And I think that, you know, moisture and texture mean different strokes for different folks. But lack of the variety of cheeses, to me, is taboo. And I think it just being just too dry, which I think can be remedied by stepping outside of the box a little bit and trying your hand at a few different combinations of cheeses.
What do you think of mac and cheese on Thanksgiving? Tweet us at Heritage_Radio and Food Culturists. I'm Nicole Taylor for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Relax, It's the End of the World by Tax Star. Thanks for listening.